Well, if you're a street artist, the place to be right now is Bangkok. The city is hosting its first street art festival with the prestigious Bangkok Arts and Cultural Centre giving over more than 400 square metres of exhibition space to street artists. The festival includes the creation of large murals around the city centre by Thai and European street artists. The whole event is called Book Rook, which means invasion in Thai. Janak Rogers went to Bangkok to find out what it's all about.
On a thin path that winds along the San Saeb Canal in the heart of central Bangkok, an artist who goes by the street name of Alex Face is painting a mural.
I've started painting on the street for like 10 years, but I think it's more fun, you know. When you paint on the street, I think like it's more freedom. People can see your work a lot.
Alex Face is one of almost 30 street artists painting in Bangkok this week as part of Book Rook Festival, the city's first large-scale collaboration of Thai and international street artists. Alex Face says Bangkok can be a welcoming place for street art.
A lot of empty spots in Bangkok, I think, like abandoned building, empty wall, you know, like dirty wall, a lot. That, I think, that's a good spot to paint, you know. And it's more fun to paint on the wall. You know, they got like the story about that, like that area. You know, like painting canal, what happened here in the canal, dark water in Bangkok. You know, we can talk about that or somewhere like.
As part of the festival, murals are going up around the city centre, and the prestigious Bangkok Arts and Cultural Centre has given over 400 square metres of exhibition space over to street artists, the biggest exhibit of its kind. Not far from the canal, at a busy intersection in an area called Rama 6, French artists Amandine Ureti and Nicolas Baron are painting a large and surreal scene. A dog wearing a burlesque mask eats a sort of lollipop, while another creature alongside it is still taking shape.
We wanted to put two big characters, one is Amandine's one and one mine, and then a bit of landscape around it, with some details like the rainbow and everything. But the real aim was to do something colorful and something, I don't know, positive, if it's the good word. But we hope that the people will look at it with a smile. And it's for us the most important, you know?
The festival bringing together Thai and European street artists was organized by a collective of local gallery owners and designers. One of those is Nicolas Dali, a French designer based in Bangkok, who hopes the Book Rook Festival will raise the profile of street art in the city.
Actually, you can't see much street art. I mean, the space where you can see street art here is, you know, nearby the highway or like Ratchathewi, where all the people goes to do it. But it's kind of like still super underground. It's not like really part of the city life. So that's why we wanted to change a bit, like painting on this kind of building properly and doing like something neat to show people that it could be like something great and not like vandal thing.
It's late afternoon in an abandoned lot in the city centre, and with the day finally cooling, a group of men play sepak takraw, a traditional Thai sport where a cane ball is kicked across a net, a little like in volleyball. Behind them, a local artist, Yuri Kensaku, is painting an enormous fly in fluorescent, bright colours on the wall that overlooks the lot. It's an image, she says, is inspired by the Book Rook Festival.
The name of this festival is called Book Rook, which kind of means like invasion. She chose to draw a fly because, I guess, it's something that kind of comes and like bothers you in the city, and like basically like we're in a very humid climate. This is where it would come and bug you. It's like it's a natural habitat for flies in, you know, humid Bangkok.
The street art invasion continues for the next month, but what has been the response so far? French artists Amandine Ureti and Nicolas Baron.
There are some guys that are walking all day, but when they finish work, they stay here for some hours and they look at us. And every time we cross the other side. Yeah. So that's a good point.
In general, it seems to be okay.
Some French street artists, as if you didn't know, speaking to Janak Rogers at the Bangkok Bukrok Street Art Festival. And the Bukrok Festival is on in the Thai capital until the 17th of March, which by my calculation is this Sunday.